In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. The Federal Communications Commission has now been in the business of enforcing net neutrality for a little less than a month, and it's been pretty busy. The FCC promptly fined AT&T $100 million for throttling some users' unlimited data access. Sprint got a little scared and said that it would stop doing the same thing now that the new rules were in effect. One formal net neutrality complaint has already been filed as businesses and the government try to figure out what the internet service game looks like now. I asked the chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, whether that government agency suddenly has a lot more going on.
Well, you're right, Molly. It is the big item. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the internet is redefining all of our lives. Is an incredibly personal experience for all of us. And so when you put rules in place that say that there'll be no blocking, there'll be no throttling, and there'll be no paying for some kind of special priority treatment, we've established, you know, what are the rules for the road. We have also put in place a set of general conduct rules, which I call the equivalent of having a referee on the field. We're not going to tell the players how to play the game. We're not going to get in there and micromanage like old-time regulation used to. But we're going to be on the field ready to throw a flag if there's a foul. And that's a new concept in regulation.
It seems like the rules are pretty clear, whether you agree with them or not. But there is one sort of outstanding question, and that's this idea of zero rating. Could you describe that for our listeners?
Well, zero rating is the concept that there are some services for which there shouldn't be a charge. If zero rating ends up being something that is anti-openness or anti-consumer in this specific case, then we want to be able to step in and say, no, that's not right. But we're not going to sit here and prejudge on a blanket basis.
Will you proactively look at, for example, like T-Mobile's free music service, where you can stream from Spotify or iHeartRadio or a number of streaming sure. music services without counting against your data cap? That's a plus for consumers, but it would also seem to violate the spirit of net neutrality pretty clearly. You don't think of zero rating as a decent sized loophole?
No, I think that the challenge with zero rating is that it is on a broad basis. It ranges from, well, I could favor my product by charging zero, to the other end that says, gee, I may want to zero rate, a heart monitoring service for somebody who's just come out of the hospital after having a heart transplant. I mean, it's kind of there's a range in here. So the looking at things on a case by case basis and saying, okay, does that smell right? Is a very integral aspect of how our rules operate. And I got to tell you that, you know, what we have seen thus far in terms of how ISPs, internet service providers, have been acting as they have entered into new interconnection agreements has convinced us that it makes sense to have somebody watching over their shoulder and ready to jump in if necessary. And
that's kind of dishy. That's a little bit of a dishy statement.
Well,
they
I don't
need
mean
watching
to be,
is what you're saying.
I don't mean to be dishy about the whole thing, Molly. But I mean, I think it. I think that people are behaving differently because of the fact that there's a referee on the field, mm-hmm. and I think that's good.
FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, thank you so much for joining us.
Molly, thank you.